Hello, my dear friends. How are you doing today? I am Vandana Sonpal and will be telling you a nice story. This story is about a baby tortoise that was very slow. His name was Pitu. Pitu lived with his parents near the river bank. Pitu the tortoise was a very good child and went to the jungle school every day and studied really hard. He always scored good marks in his exams. His teacher, Mrs. Cow, also praised him for his good work. But the only problem with Pitu was that he reached school late due to his speed. Mrs. Cow understood his problem and never did she say anything to Pitu. However, Pitu had few friends. They were very naughty and made fun of him all the day. Bablu the rabbit said, "Pitu, you need to run and not crawl." Chindu the sheep said, "Pitu is lazy and is as slower than ant snail." Johnny the elephant said,
"Pitu, you should start walking in the night to reach in the school morning."
This was a daily story. Pitu returned home crying every single day. Mama Tortoise explained him, "Pitu, my baby, this is our natural behavior and you should not feel bad about it." Pitu said, "Mama, I cannot bear this anymore. Every day my friends are making fun of me. I will not go to school from tomorrow." Mama Tortoise said, "Oh my baby, that is not right. Learn to accept your shortcomings and overcome them by turning them into your strengths." However, Pitu was in no mood to listen to anyone, not even his mama. So Mama Tortoise thought about a plan. Next day it was Pitu's birthday. And Mama decided to give him a surprise gift. Following morning, Mama said, "Get up, my little boy. A very happy birthday to you. You need to go to school." Pitu said, "Oh no, Mama. I am not going to school. I already told you." "Okay, if that is your choice, I am good. But if you decide to go, I will give you a gift." "What? A gift?" Pitu jumped up. "I will surely go to school." He quickly got up and dressed up. Mama showed him his surprise gift, a bicycle. Pitu jumped with joy. "Oh, wow, bicycle. I always wanted it, Mama. Thank you so much. I love you. Now I can reach school in time." Mama said, "That is very good, my boy. But you remember, you need to follow the traffic rules. Do not overspeed or ignore the signals. I don't want you to get hurt." "Oh, Mama, don't you worry. I will never get hurt. Bye, Mama. Going to school. Thank you once again. I love you." Now, Pitu reached school in time every day. Pablu, Chintu and Johnny could not make fun of him anymore. Slowly, Pitu forgot his Mama's advice and increased his riding speed and ignored all the traffic rules. One day, Pitu was riding very fast. He jumped a signal as well. "Oh my God!" Suddenly, Pitu dashed into Uncle Giraffe's car. Pitu was very, very badly hurt and was hospitalized. His bicycle was also broken. After a few days, because of Mama's good care, he was soon better. By the time Pitu has realized his mistake, he felt guilty. He told Mama, "I ignored your advice and got hurt. God punished me for not obeying you. I will never do that again. I will always follow the traffic rules and never overspeed." Mama said, "Oh my dear Pitu baby, I love you for that. You are very precious to me. Hence I had warned you. Good that you learned what is right." So, Pacha Party, what is the moral of the story? Always follow the traffic signals. Yes, and also follow your parents' advice. Our parents are our well-wishers and they guide us to do the right thing. I hope you love the story. Have a good day ahead. Bye-bye.